What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So it's Saturday, it's December 11th, 2021, and it's been a devastating day for our folks in Kentucky with the awful tornadoes. So please, please, please send your prayers that way. Also, many of you who have tuned into my program over the years, and I've been on Blog Talk now for, 10 years I've been on Blog Talk. So I have over 900 episodes on this particular venue, which is very cool. So today, and again, it's December 11th, 2021, I'm going to be on the Aaron Power Show. It's the Aaron Hour Show. It's Facebook Live. It's going to be today at noon. So that's another fun thing for you to tune into. And if for whatever reason I don't get your call today, you can always call in on that broadcast as well. I'm going to ask y'all a favor. If you have ever called in and asked a question on my program, in other words, you get this wonderful free psychic advice on my program, I would like you to take a $5 bill and I would like you to address it to one of my two favorite charities. The first is Help of Southern Nevada. Now, they're located on Flamingo, but if you look up H-E-L-P, S like Sam, O like Oscar, M like Nancy, V like Victor, .org, you could go to their website and make a donation. $5, babies, please, $5, all right? Or you could go to my other favorite charitable organization, nonprofit, which is called Urban Underdogs. Now, Urban Underdogs is a local organization that takes care of the animals that are owned by homeless people, right? So, in other words, if you see someone standing there on a corner with a sign saying, please help, and they have a dog there, right? Well, anyone with even a little tiny bit of a squishy in their heart would want to give that person money, with the idea that they were also taking care of the dog. Well, in some cases, that doesn't happen. So what Urban Underdogs does is they actually take the dog to be vaccinated, to be spayed or neutered. They give them blankets. They give them food. Basically, it's the care of the animals. So they're another amazing charity, and that website is urbanunderdogs, just like it sounds, .org. So if you can go to there, just donate $5, man. I would super, super appreciate it. And also, this is the time of year where gratitude makes all the difference in the world. And we're getting close to the end of the year. And for those of you who have emailed me, yes, I am going to be doing my annual New Year's show, probably on New Year's Eve. And it's a 2-hour broadcast where I give you highlights of the new year. So that's an incredibly popular show. I'm probably going to do it on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I haven't quite decided yet. New Year's Day falls on a Saturday. New Year's Eve falls on a Friday. So watch and follow this program for those special times. All right. So I'm going to one more thing is that one of the best ways to prepare for the new year, and I do this every year, is I go through and start throwing away or giving away things that I'm not using. And I was smart enough at the beginning of 2021 to turn all the hangers around in my closet. So there are hangers that are hung backwards in my closet. And at the end of this year, I'm actually going to go through and pull out every single thing that I haven't worn all year because the hanger is still backwards, and I'm going to donate those things. So I would like you all to think about, all right, what can I get rid of so spirit and the universe can bring me what I'd really like to have? So the last thing I want to tell you is that I opened the program with my 9-day energy reset. This is a small guide that costs you about $5 to download. And again, I'm all about the $5. Donate $5. Randomly put $5 in that little donation thing at the end of your grocery store line. Whatever it is, we need to have you in the perspective that there's a flow here, that what you give out is also going to come back to you. The reason I have you clear out everything in your house is you want to make space for new stuff, right? Nature abhors a vacuum. So you're making space for new stuff to come towards you, which is exactly what you want to have right now, is new stuff. 2022 resonates to the year of love. 2 and 2 and 2 equals 6 in numerology, which is the number of love. But back to my 9-day energy reset. It's a guide that you follow for 9 days. So I would highly recommend that you decide to start this on the 19th of December, which is next week, in about a week, or you start it on the first of the year, so that you're putting yourself in the perspective of receiving the blessings that the universe so wants to give you. All right, so I'm going to go to the callers. I have somebody here from the 352 area code. Hello, 352. Who's this? Hi, 352. Who's this? Okay. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Hang on. All right, I'm going to go to area code 610. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tonette. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tonette. What's your question for me today?
Okay, my question is, Christmas is coming. Christine said she has an idea of what she's going to get me for Christmas. She's a big surpriser. That's how she does things. I'm really hoping that it's a wedding date. I'm really, really hoping it's a wedding date or a key to her apartment or something. I mean, what's going to go on here? When am I getting this wedding date?
So, all right, what it says here is that you, for the next, until Christmas, actually, I just want you to treat her as though you two will always be together. In other words,
right.
You got to look at this relationship as though it's abiding and that it's already written in the stars. Do you see what
right.
I mean?
Yes, so I've been doing that. Yes.
Okay, good girl. Because what it's saying here is that there is some sort of talk or token or something about the future about to be presented to you. Funny thing is, I almost wonder if she's not going to be able to wait till Christmas.
Okay.
So there's right smack in the middle of your cards is this card that's called the Sun in traditional tarot. I call
yes.
this the happy marriage card.
Okay.
Because one of the definitions of this card is happy marriage. But it mostly means, in my deck, delighting in everything as though that everything is a purposeful moment, so that every single thing that you're doing is a purposeful moment, all right? And
right.
I do want you to let go of any expectations, all right? Because
mm-hmm.
it may be that you get presented with the idea of the future, but you may not be actually presented with the idea of an actual date, right?
Right.
So,
right.
So in other words, if the relationship was just like this always, all right, it's okay to keep it that way, all right? So
okay.
what I'm actually getting with you is that you have this card that talks about, instead of defining yourself as though there's a need for this to happen, I just
mm-hmm.
want you to expect it to happen, but don't
right.
don't get yourself all caught up in the actual event of it. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then there's this card that's coming into your reading that talks about your own potential. So in addition to this partnership, it's also talking about you need to decide what it is you want to do or need to do for work to make you happy in some way.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing a shift connected with your work.
Okay.
So, again, all I want you to do is keep talking about the future as though it's a given that she's part of it. Do you see?
Right. Right, I texted her, and I said, all that's missing is the legal document for me to sign on the dot, and I'm willing to do that. So, see, I'm already there.
Okay, so, but we don't say it again. We just wait.
Okay.
All right, girl, I think you've got this. I think you're going to have good news for me on my New Year's show when you call.
Oh, good.
All right, gal pal, talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, bye. I've got some. I'm going to try 352 again here, see if they are right there and ready. Hello, 352. Who's this? Hello, 352. Okay, you got your hand raised. You want to be on the air. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go because you're not paying attention. So, okay. All right. I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ashiel. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ashiel. What's your question?
My career. Do you see any changes coming up?
Hold on, let's see. Okay, so you have two cards in this spread that I really, really, really love, all right? The first card talks about how amazingly creative you are and that one of the things I absolutely love about you is your ability to think on your feet, all right? That you're really good at and really pragmatic at using the resources that are God-given to you but also presented to you to make the best out of them. Do you see what I mean? It's like
yep.
It's like little kids that use the little pizza prop, you know, that little plastic three-pronged thing as a table for their dolls. Right? It's like, in other words, this is you being very pragmatic with what you actually have presented to you, okay? Now, because of that, you're really resourceful, and I want you to realize that there's a card that talks about you putting you in the spotlight, and I'm actually going to give you a power day, which I don't do very often with people, but the power day that's coming up here for you is actually the next 3 weeks with a specific one in mind, which is the 17th. Now, the 17th happens to fall on a Friday this year, all right? But there's something about the 17th that is good news coming towards you. The other thing is that there is somebody you used to work with or somebody that you know connected with your family in some way that can help you get the next step in your career. So I'm telling you to tap it. All right, tap it. And you. In the meantime, I want you today to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is created or updated. And I want you to connect with anybody that you have ever breathed on, ever, on LinkedIn.
Okay?
Because and any charity work that you've done, any projects you've done to help the community, that needs to go on your LinkedIn profile. Because this is saying here that there is good news coming to you within 3 weeks with your power day being Friday the 17th of December. So instead of looking at the shoulda, woulda, couldas or what has not worked for you, I want you to lean into the things that you know you're good at, okay? But there's okay. somebody here that you used to work with that actually could invite you to a job. So I want you to put your thinking cap on this morning and think about, well, who can I connect with that works someplace that I might want to work at?
Okay.
Okay, but it's saying that your power day, it's almost like, it's almost as if I want you to prepare for your power day to be Friday the 17th. So you do whatever you need to do to be ready to start something or initiate something or go to an interview or accept a job. I want you to, it's almost as if I'm telling you, clean everything in your living space right now so that when you get busy doing work that you're not so worried about that either. When the LinkedIn profile you need to do, tap into those people you used to work around. And every single person you've ever worked with is either an associate or a coworker or a boss needs to be connected with you on LinkedIn.
Sounds good. Yeah, definitely. I've been getting messages from LinkedIn lately too, so that makes sense.
Okay. See, what this is saying is that it's like I want you to anticipate your power day being the 17th. So, in other words, if you were to get a phone call on the 17th that says we'd like to hire you, I want you to be willing to say. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right, my friend. These are really, really great cards, and it's saying the newer the experience, the better it will be for you. So, all right, my friend, let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Good morning. How are you? This is Sharon. How are you doing
today? Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Well, I like your urban. I like your little websites too. But anyhow, the first week of January, it's only a couple of weeks away. I'm having my first official review. I was skipped last time because they had just hired me, so I haven't had one in 2 years. How do you think that's going to go with me? Her name's Joanne. She's the big boss.
Actually, Joanne likes you. I mean,
she's
the
big boss.
Okay, well, hold on.
I don't talk to her that much.
Hang on. Back up. Hang on. She likes you. You haven't done anything wrong. You've worked your butt off. There's no issue here. Okay, so, and I want to tell you the cards surrounding her. This says that you get a little bit of a raise, so there's more money coming. It's actually saying that the more appreciative you are, right, the more... thoughtful you are about the company, and the more I want you to come up with three very thoughtful questions that would peripherally affect you but wouldn't directly say that you're asking for more money. Okay?
I'll give you
an example. All right, so tell me, Sharon, what line of work are you in?
I'm in investment banking. I work in private banking at a bank.
Okay, all right, so here's the question, all right? I want you to say, how can I further contribute to the growth of this office?
That's the perfect question. Oh, my gosh. I would have never thought of it to say it that way.
Okay,
how can
that's
I
the
further,
first question.
Okay,
that way, hold on. I got three questions for you. How can I contribute to the further success of this office? That's the first question. The second question is there anything else that I need to learn or any other licensing that you would recommend that I pursue? That's number two. All right. And number three, do you know if we're connected with any networking groups that I can participate in or if there's any trade shows in the area that I can actually help work the booth?
Okay. Yeah, because they have a lot of it actually in the company. They sure do. That's a good one, too.
Okay. So those three amazing questions. And when she looks at you because you're asking thoughtful questions of how you can participate outside of work hours, basically, all right, but you're doing it in such a way that you're honoring her as the decision maker or as the sovereign to lead your career. But this is saying the review goes very well.
Wonderful.
So I'm not worried about you at all, gal pal. All right, girl. Gotta
Thank
go.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to try. Looks like 352 called back in again, so let's see if we can get this person on the air. Hello, 352. Who's this?
Hello, this is Joanna from Florida.
Oh, hi, Joanna from Florida. I couldn't get you on there before. What's your question?
No. Yes, I heard you, but you can hear me. My question is, my now ex just got out of jail for domestic violence, unfortunately. There's a no contact in place, but I feel he's going to try to make contact. Do you see any issues around this or regarding this?
No, because he doesn't want to end up back in jail again. So here's
okay.
the thing. Now, again, I'm going to be super pragmatic with you. You know, make sure that there's some sort of either ring doorbell or cameras outside of your living space.
Okay.
Right? Just make sure. Because if he were to even drive by and you knew it was him, you could report
yes.
him. Okay.
Which
so, but let me start with that.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm telling you, this does not say that any harm comes to you. And I
okay.
have to tell you, there's another fella here that's around you in your cards that's not your ex. Are you already dating him?
No, I've had someone in my life who's very dear for 9 to 10 years now. But he's been with someone for almost as long. But we are very dear to each other.
No, there's a fella here that this is a romantic interest that can be there's somebody new coming toward you, and I'm
okay.
going to highly recommend that maybe some of the things that you do over these holidays is to do
yes.
something that allows you to connect with other people doing nice things. So it might be that you volunteer at the Salvation Army and you
yes.
help feed, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
There's something that you do to participate in the community that connects you to this new fella. And this
wow.
new fella, dark hair, dark eyes, likely to be an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. He's somebody that the reason he does what he does is he's usually lonesome over the holidays or for whatever reason his family's not around him, and you
yes.
meet him. So,
wow.
And he's not homeless. I mean, this is somebody
okay.
that's a fellow volunteer. And what I'm trying to tell you here is that I actually think the bigger question is not you being bothered by your ex. The bigger question is, are you ready to actually be in love again?
Yes, yes. And actually, and I don't mean to take up all your time, I was planning on volunteering for the holidays upcoming.
Okay,
so
well,
I
your own intuition is stepping in to tell you that you're being guided to something bigger than you right now. So yay.
Yes.
All right, gal pal, thanks for
yes.
the call. See
Thank
you later.
Thank you. God bless. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, Long Island.
Oh, hi, Tanika. What's your question?
Hi, I wanted to know what you see coming up next for me. Right now I'm not really, I'm kind of like in a limbo stage. Kind of just feel really withdrawn. And I'm just wondering what you see coming up.
That's a full session question because it's very open-ended. So do you have a specific question about a specific subject for me?
Okay. Do you do mediumship?
So, I do not connect with those that have passed on the other side. And I say that in a very blanket statement because unless that spirit is really anxious to get a message to someone, that's the only way I get it, all right?
Okay.
So what I'm
actually,
if I could just tell you one thing, and I think this is what you're waiting for, so I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you. You need to jump in and volunteer or get involved with some sort of group. Whether it's a charitable organization, whether it's a professional organization or something, it's saying that you're holding yourself back and you're suffering because you're holding yourself back. So I want you to find something to jump into and volunteer, even if it's temporary. So it could be a political campaign. It could be a charitable or nonprofit organization. Whatever it is, this says jump in and volunteer. And it could be that you just decide on a Saturday to ring the bell for Salvation Army in front of a grocery store to help them raise money. But what it's saying is that we got to do something that gets you out of your comfort zone and introduces you to new people, because that's what you're waiting for, is the new opportunity to present itself to you. Because you're creating stress, you're not sleeping very well, you're not being very honest with what it is you truly want moving forward. And what this is saying is take a step in any direction, because the path will open for you if you just take the step. Okay? Now, it could be, I told Ashley at the beginning of the reading, or the beginning of the program today, if you just update your LinkedIn profile that you're available for projects, right, or volunteer work, you're going to get a lot of attention. And that's exactly what I want you to get right now, is attention and invitations to do something a little bit out of your comfort zone. So I hope that helps, my friend. Great to hear from you. And I'll look forward to hearing you from you around New Year's so I can do your New Year forecast, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. See you later. Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.